I have had a wonderful time being the Berea College president, but already a year and a half ago or so, I said, I think it's time for me to step down. And from that point on, I had to, of course, relinquish any kind of control over the process. That's best practice. And our board did a great job of pulling together a search committee and executing the search. And so when about 3 weeks ago, I met Dr. Nixon, I was very impressed and just very pleased. About the only thing an outgoing leader really hopes is that the institution will get a really great leader coming along so that you can watch the institution continue to prosper.
Yeah, so did your has she asked for, have you given any advice yet?
We've already had some great conversations. I have come to the opinion that Dr. Nixon is an excellent learner and knows how to ask great questions and so on. But she's also passionate already, shows her passion about Berea's mission, wants to understand it well, and she has the interest in making those connections with faculty, staff, and student that will enable her to be really effective. So yes, all good. And I expect over the next 7 months that we will have other opportunities, many other opportunities. And I will always be at her disposal. Even after that, I should be reachable if necessary.
And I'm going to ask her the same question, kind of expected, but as far as being named the first woman of Berea College, it's historic.
Yes, it is. For an institution that has been serving men and women equally and learning together for almost 170 years, I think most members of the community would agree with the fact that, well, yes, it's certainly time, maybe past time, for the college to have its first woman president. And the other thing is that our history is just full of women who played such key roles in leading the institution and in making certain parts of it work so well. Our third first lady, Nellie Frost, was so influential in the subsequent history of the college that we have always had great women leaders here. And some of them were wives of presidents. Others were just important leaders in their own right. So the fact that we now finally have a female president is just only right. We've had quite a diverse president's cabinet during my time here, both in terms of gender, but also in terms of ethnicity. But yes, absolutely. We have always done well in terms of women leadership. We just haven't had a woman in the president's job.